White, Hamilton, Missouri, October 24th, 1870. My very dear Willie, notwithstanding thousands of miles separate us, yet be assured you are not forgotten by your father and mother. You are remembered in our prayers, and we think of you in your feebleness every day. We pray that the Lord would grant you the precious boon of health. I was obliged to leave this commenced letter here to go out 3 miles to visit a family who had afflicted in the loss of a child 14 years old. We rode 1.5 miles when our horses we were driving became sloughed. The mud was stiff. They could not, while attached to the wagon, free themselves. Your father walked out upon the tongue of the wagon, separated the horses from the wagon, and they were, with a great effort, able to extricate themselves from the stiff mire. There we sat in the center of a mud slough. Father walked as far as he could out on the wagon, and then stepped lightly as possible over the mud to the more firm ground. I had to follow his example, and we climbed over the fence and walked on the unbroken prairie soil for some distance till the mud was past. We walked 1.5 miles back. We were very weary. We left the horses tied to the fence and the wagon in the mud. We told the donor of the team where his horses were, and with strong ropes, he has gone to see if he can get them home. We came to this place last Thursday. You will see an account of our meetings in Kansas in the review. As we entered the depot from the cars, a gentleman inquired of your father if his name was White. He stated that he had lost a daughter, and it was his wife's wish that he should conduct or preach the sermon the next day at 1 o'clock. They lived 3 miles out in the country. The Methodist meeting house was opened for them, and your father had freedom in speaking to the people. Friday evening, a hall was obtained, and I spoke to quite a goodly number with freedom. The people here have been much prejudiced. The hall was crowded. Many went away because there was no room. Evening after the Sabbath, I spoke again to a large number. Sunday, the Methodist church was opened. Father spoke in the forenoon, and I spoke in the afternoon upon the life, sufferings, and resurrection of Christ. An appointment was given out for the evening for me to speak at the hall upon the health question. Long before the hour, the hall was full to overflowing, and a number stood in the street, unable to get into the hall. We crowded our passage through, but fears were expressed that the floor might give away. Men who knew assured them there was not the least danger. Persons proposed going to the Methodist house, which was open for their reception and more convenient and better ventilated. They stated that quite a number were already there. One cries out, "Divide the preachers." Your father made answer, he would not venture to try the experiment, fearing he would not get his share of hearers. Finally, a general move was made to the meeting house, which was crowded and extra seats prepared. I had a very respectful, attentive congregation. I spoke 1.5 hours with freedom. The meeting closed well. We have another appointment out tonight. May the Lord go with us and aid us in our labor is our prayer. We must have help from God, or all our efforts will be of no avail. We leave here, preferably on the morrow, to go 20 miles by private conveyance to Civil Bend to commence meetings under our own canvas, if the weather will admit. This place is one of special interest, inasmuch as it is a nest of Snookites. The people are about equally divided. About as many went off through Snook's influence as the number who are in union with the body of Sabbath keepers. The meetings we have held in this western country have been of the greatest importance when we see how hard it is for the people to get out to meetings at a distance, and yet the efforts they make to get to meeting. I think how little many prize the privileges they have of hearing the truth and meeting with each other for religious worship. About 12 left this place to attend the camp meeting in Kansas. They were 1 week in going and 1 week in returning over the muddy roads. 1 week upon the campground, making 3 weeks, And yet, their united testimony was decided they were paid, richly paid, for all this toil and expense. The West must have more attention than it has had heretofore. There are noble men and women, West. They need courage that their light may be continually kept shining, that others, by seeing their good works, may, in these Western prairies, glorify God.
Dear Willie, I never saw before me so much to be done. Our testimony is telling on the people West. I have better health than I have had for months. Your father is quite well and of good courage. Willie, it may be best for you not to take baths for a time. Let nature rest a while, but guard yourself in regard to taking cold, and do not forget the obligations you owe to God for sparing your life. We received a letter from Rosetta that she was well and as happy as the day was long. I am glad she is happy. Much love to the family, especially dear Lucinda, who has been so faithful to us. From your affectionate mother.